Chapter 4. A Clever Wife. Peter's older brothers were as unhappy with the results of the second contest as they had been with the first one. Again they complained to the king, and again the king agreed to give them another chance. In fact, he decided that he might solve two problems at once. One was choosing the next king. The other was keeping the other two sons happy even though they didn't get the throne. So he told his sons that the next king would be the one who returned with the cleverest princess as his wife. For the king's plan was that even though two sons had to lose the throne, they could still find happiness with a clever wife. And whoever did win would have a clever wife to help him rule. So off they went again. And again, both Harry and Carl were sure that Peter had no chance of winning. For why would a clever princess marry their fool of a brother? Peter finally left on foot. For even if he went to the White Cat's house again, how could she possibly help him? Would there be another chest in the hall, this time with a clever princess in it? Of course not. So Peter figured he might as well walk. Peter trudged along and found his way to the woods again. As he hobbled up the path to the cat's house, he felt it might take him a year and a day to recover. If that wasn't bad enough, the weather had turned chilly, and Peter had nothing to keep him warm but a ragged muffler he had found.